Today we share more from the Prime Minister's latest ideas forum, this one in St. Peter. From the floor, a man raised the question of having more Barbadians work from home using the internet. Here's what Prime Minister Motley said in response.
We have in the social partnership a committee now that is looking at the structure of work. And I said it today in the Chamber of Commerce, we need to stop making, we're at the point where we're looking at the recommendations. One of them is to stop making a public servant a liar because they want to do the most basic thing in their family. People have family duties all the time. You might have to take your mother to the hospital. You might have to carry your son to a sports day. Why should you have to take a sick day or a vacation day to do the most basic things that are necessary to keep families together? So what we're looking at is a process of lieu days where you can have up to 5 or 7 lieu days and you just make back up the time. You can do it in one fell swoop or you can do it in a number of hours by staying on 3-4 hours after work, 2-4 hour extensions is a whole day. Okay? At the same time, in fairness, the NUPW and others have put on the table, there may be certain categories of workers that can in fact do work from home. The key in all of this, my brother, though, is that to whom much is given, much is what? And therefore, the issue of accountability and being able to monitor becomes absolutely critical. And once people can be responsible enough to meet those obligations and to deliver their work in the time frame, then it's all right. Similar with flexi time, not just working from home, but there's some people who will want to come in perhaps at 9 to avoid the school traffic and work to 6 or 7, you know. There's some who want to come in at 6 in the morning and work to 2. So we have to be able to accommodate and be more flexible rather than the rigidity of the public service or the rigidity even of some private employment. So the point is well made, my brother. Thank you.
Madam Prime Minister, we have one of our panelists, Petra Toyin Haynes. She wants to engage you on an art point.
One of the things I would like to see done, because of so many abandoned buildings in Spikestown, is to have an art residency where artists, performers, filmmakers can go and express themselves and network and engage in performances, whether it's acting, visual arts, you know, to create, to network, I would say a 24/7 operation where we can engage youth to express themselves. I'm also the coordinator of Art Wednesdays, where we have several activities going on, especially for the geared towards the youth, right? Trash bin, beautification, mural design, jewelry, and mask making. I think this is would be start of the conversations that we need to have to get art up and moving, especially in Spikestown and St. Peter.
An idea of a building?
Earlier we discussed Alma Paris. I'm not sure what's happening with the Manning's building.
Alma Paris hopefully will become a school again.
Okay.
Because this country cannot afford to write off the people who used to go to Alma Paris.
Right, okay. There are a lot of abundant, I don't know what's going on with the Manning's building. You know, Roach building needs repairs.
I like the idea. I'd like you to put the proposal together. Send a copy of it as well to the Spikestown Task Force through Colin, but send one directly to me. Mm-hmm. And then I will see how we can work on it. The other thing that we're using, because government doesn't have the ability to tax and spend as much as it used to, and therefore I'm using planning gains as a way to be able to achieve some of the things that are desirable in our society. So one of the planning gains, for example, that I've put on the Hyatt is to put a facility at the old fish market there, just below the St. Patrick's Roman Catholic Church, that is that open spot now. Because Barbadians must have somewhere where they not only can get to walk on the beach, but where they can go and carry themselves and their families if there's a birthday or if they just want lime or whatever that is dedicated to Bajans. And that's why I have a problem with the fence that has been put up between the I Ward and Copacabana. I am not getting in a dispute between two landowners, but I am going to get into it because Bajans who want to go to the beach used to park there. And it cannot be that people are prevented from going on the most magnificent of beaches in Carlisle Bay because a fence is now there. Can't work.
And also the possibility
even
of
if
having...
it means that we have to own the property again.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. And you heard her on Sagicor's Early Business.